It's 7:45. Good morning. I'm Anthony Moreno with KRWG News. To deal with the surge of migrating Central American families, the Trump administration has reassigned many inspectors from U.S.-Mexico border crossings where truckers are waiting in line for hours and sometimes days to get shipments to the U.S. Truckers have been sleeping in their vehicles to hold spots in line in Ciudad Juarez. And to assist the drivers, the city has brought in portable toilets. Business leaders have voiced concerns as they struggle to get products to American grocery stores, manufacturers, and construction sites. Members of the Texas Senate advanced legislation that would protect a person's occupational license should they refuse service based on their religious beliefs. As Texas Public Radio's Ryan Poppy reports, some say that would lead to discrimination.
Senate Bill 17 by State Senator Charles Perry, a Lubbock Republican, will prevent any occupational licensing board from adopting rules, regulations, policies, or penalties that force a license holder to provide services in a situation that may violate their own personally held religious beliefs.
The bill simply provides a defense to losing their license as long as their conduct or speech is based solely on a sincere held religious belief.
But Senate Democrats, like San Antonio State Senator Jose Menendez, see Perry's legislation as a license to discriminate.
I don't want this law to be used as an excuse or a way to discriminate against people who are of the LGBT community, that just because of their sincerely held religious belief, they choose not to treat that patient.
Perry says state law already allows doctors in a non-emergency setting to refuse treatment if a patient's situation violates the doctor's religious beliefs. The Senate advanced the bill on a party-line vote of 19-12. In Austin, I'm Ryan Poppy.
Party politics can be very controversial, and the latest concern from commentator Peter Goodman.
The Democratic Congressional Campaign Committee says it'll boycott consultants who work with primary challengers to Democratic incumbents. That's wrong-headed and heavy-handed. DCC's job is to help Democrats keep a House majority, not to keep senior but less popular people in office. Voters were angry when the party seemed to tip the scales against Bernie in 2016, and when DCCC helped favored primary candidates in 2018. We have a great congresswoman, but if we had a corrupt or incompetent one, I'd work for a better alternative. People want to feel free to run for Congress or support the best candidate. Political parties aren't even mentioned in our Constitution. The two-party system has done much good and much harm. The parties have tremendous power and some obligation to use that power wisely, though they're not subject to constitutional restraints on governments. Supporting a challenger never endeared anyone to the incumbent. But formalizing the pressure to conform is wrong. Since the party is not a government entity, it may not be violating the U.S. Constitution, but it's taking a stand against liberty. In a business environment, its conduct might well violate antitrust laws. I'm not for term limits. A senior congressperson gains power and knowledge and can be highly effective. But many voters distrust all politicians. Rigging the primaries to give incumbents an unfair advantage will encourage the rest of us to counter with term limits to level the playing field. Public faith in our system has been weakening for decades. Trump, Putin, and gerrymander have it on the ropes. Why knock it out of the ring? And this move will backfire. The party tells folks who lose primaries to unify behind the winner, and mostly people do. But try telling folks that as you punish them for doing what they think is right. Most of us will unify next year, freeing government from the hands of the orange-haired narcissist and his cynical enablers is critical for our republic's future. But in the long run, we'll be looking hard for some alternative party. We want to be loyal to our party, but we want our party to deserve loyalty. We join parties when they seem mostly aligned with our political beliefs and values. But what if that stops being true? Our party's great strength is its openness to change and to different ethnicities and genders. Cheating younger challengers who run in primaries weakens us. This will embitter many of our best people, particularly the all-important younger generations. I'll no longer contribute to the DCCC. I'll find other ways to support good candidates and urge others to avoid the DCCC, and I'll mark its emails as spam.
Peter Goodman's columns appear in the Sunday edition of the Las Cruces Sun News. You can also read him at our website, krwg.org. Goodman's opinions are his own and do not necessarily represent the views of KRWG or NMSU.